Now we find that Isaiah, he leaned heavy upon the good king's arm, and now the arm had been taken from him, and the king was dead and died with leprosy in shame. Now Isaiah, during this time, the king being lifted up, well, then his young son was to take the place, and we find out that if the people had got into a horrible, immoral stage, when there's no real godly leader, then the people begin to get into immorals. I think that's what's the matter with us today in our nation, in our churches and things. We need godly leaders, somebody that sets an example. And but he let Isaiah know here that he could not look upon man. So Isaiah, one day, as he wandered around, he must have got all weary, being known he had a great responsibility. He went down to the temple to pray. Now, that's a good thing to do for all of us. Goes down to the temple to pray. And we notice when he was praying down at the altar, all at once being a prophet, he fell into a vision. And when he did, he looked up and he saw God, the King, sitting way high, exalted up on his throne, and his train filled the place. Then he saw a real example. He saw one that he could put his confidence in, that could never be stricken with leprosy, one that could never fail. In other words, he was saying, Isaiah, see, you put your hope in some man, and it failed. You put your look to this man for an example, and he failed. Now look up here at me, I'm the unfailing God. I think that's what we should do today, as his servants should look to him. Jesus is our example, and we must look to him, the author and finisher of our faith.